You know, sometimes football gets a very bad rap, and understandably, and there was a reminder recently now of that, football fans can be the most disgusting people on earth on occasions. And I'm a football fan, maybe you're a football fan, I'd like to think that I'm not disgusting, but there are some people who definitely overstep the mark. Now, there are also footballers who have to really answer hard questions that are asked of them, and some of them don't deliver the acceptable answers. The reason I'm saying all this has got to do with Dean Shields. Dean Shields is a very capable young footballer from Northern Ireland who's made a success of his abilities across in Scotland. He currently plays for Dunfermline. And his dad's very well known in footballing circles as well. But at some point in Dean's life, he had a problem with his eye and he lost one of his eyes. So he is a player who's actually overcome a disability to be a professional footballer. Now, some players on an opposing team, Falkirk, taunted him about his missing eye. This was some time ago. These players were suspended. Now, the teams were playing again recently, and indeed, what I just cannot fathom is that some fans went to the bother of going to, like, a supermarket or a fancy dress shop or the places you might go to buy some, like, Halloween attire where you would buy, like, a false eyeball. And they threw the false eyeballs at Dean Shields on the pitch. How low can some football fans go? Let me speak to Stephen Beacom, who's written more about football than I've ever read. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Stephen, is my analysis of this fair?
Totally accurate, Frank. You've nailed it, as always. What happened yesterday was a disgrace. There's no two ways about it. Just to give your listeners some sort of background to Dean Shields. As you were saying earlier on, Frank, Dean Shields is a very capable player, brilliant to watch, lovely inventive footballer, has played for Northern Ireland, started his career at Arsenal, went on to Hibs, also played for Rangers, spent a little time over in the League of Ireland with Dundalk, and now he's at Dunfermline. At the age of 8, and I've known Dean since he was about 10 years of age, I remember going to watch him whenever he was a kid because I'd heard so much good things about him and everything that people were saying was true. But at the age of 8, Frank, he lost sight in his right eye due to a domestic accident, and he's been fighting that ever since. And in 2006, he actually had to have the eye removed because he was having real problems with pain and burst blood vessels. And he was advised to basically have an operation and have the eye removed. Now, throughout this boy's career, he has taken some abuse from fans. Earlier this season, it reached a new low when two Falkirk players were suspended. Joe McKee and Kevin O'Hara, they were suspended after taunting Dean during a match in October. But as you said, Frank, yesterday, it reached an even newer low, and it was a disgrace that Falkirk fans started to throw fake eyeballs onto the pitch to taunt and to mock Dean. And appalling behaviour, absolutely appalling behaviour. Falkirk have apologised, and I just hope that they can find these individuals, root them out, and ensure that they don't attend a game of football again, because that sort of behaviour is a complete and utter disgrace. As I said, I've known Dean for a long time. This will have hurt Dean. I think the fact that players had a pop at him back in October, that will have hurt him the most. He's had abuse from fans, but never this, where people are actually taking time to go into shops and buy fake eyeballs and throw them at him. So I just can't. I feel for the guy, and I can't say it strongly enough that these so-called football fans are a disgrace to their football club and also a disgrace to their families for doing that.
Am I right when I say Kenny's his dad?
Yes, Kenny is Dean's dad and a very proud father he is too. Kenny, of course, the Derry City manager, has managed over in Scotland himself, has managed in the Irish League. As you pointed out, one of the great characters of football across Ireland and across the UK. And listen, Kenny has talked in the past about the stuff that Dean has come through, and I know how proud he is, and I'm certain that Kenny and his family will have been calling and getting in contact with Dean after what happened at the ground yesterday. And they'll have been providing great support to Dean, and he needs it. He needs it from everyone here, the football family, essentially, because this guy has come through so much to make a success out of his career. He's an international. He scored his one international goal against Luxembourg. Had he not scored that, Northern Ireland would have lost at home to Luxembourg, and probably the most embarrassing defeat of all time. And every time he plays football, he does it with real class. He's a brilliant guy off the pitch as well. Frank, as I said, I've known him since he was a kid, and you couldn't meet better. And unfortunately, there are some terrible people out there who want to take advantage and try and make him feel bad. Well, I hope that Dean feels good about his career, because he has had a cracking career and he's overcome more than most to achieve it.
McKee and O'Hara, they remain suspended, don't they? The footballers who previously taunted him.
Yes, and you know what, Frank? When fans doing it, it's a disgrace, no question about it. Players going to that extreme, I just find that so awful. You know, we all know about sledging. Sledging goes on in every sport, and there's things that are said. But to try and take advantage of someone's disability, effectively, that's low. That really is. You know, you can have a pop at players for making a bad pass, or even have a pop at a few other things, but you shouldn't be doing that. And McKee and O'Hara, absolute disgrace. Now, what's happened since that is that Falkirk have introduced disability awareness training for their staff and players, which is great to see. Now they need to do it for some of their fans, I think.
Will other fans come forward and say who came up with this idea to insult them, or would they be afraid to do that? We're not talking about hundreds of thousands here. We're talking about a small support base.
Oh, yeah. There's only a minority of these. I hesitate to call them supporters, because you've got to question whether they truly are football supporters whenever they're coming up with that. But yes, it is a small minority, but they still need to be stamped out.
A small minority in a small club.
It is, and Falkirk wouldn't have, you know, the fans of Rangers or Celtic, for example, but it's a club that needs to take action, and Scottish football as a whole, I think, needs to take action, Frank. It's great that your show is highlighting this issue. It's massive over in Scotland. I know a lot of the Scottish reporters who were at the match, and they were as appalled as we are at what happened to Dean. The Dean hasn't spoken about it yet. He didn't speak about what happened whenever the two players had a go at him either. He is trying to maintain his dignity and the class that he's shown throughout his football career. And I just hope that he continues to perform to the level that I've saw him do for the last 15 years, because he's a lovely footballer to watch. He really is. You know, he can pick out a pass, he can score a goal. He's one of those footballers, Frank, that you'd pay to see, because he's just got natural ability. And I can tell you this, I remember watching him whenever he was a kid, and it's a funny one. Normally, whenever you're watching children's football, everyone chases towards the ball. Even at that stage, Dean Shields had the sense and the football knowledge to work himself into space, and then invariably the ball would come to him and he'd score a goal. And he's made a habit of that throughout his career. But really, Scottish football has to take a serious look at this, because the next time these two teams play, Falkirk, Dunfermline, you just don't know what could happen. So I'd like to see action taken here. I'm not saying to close Falkirk's ground or anything like that, but what I would say is try and find these people who threw these fake eyeballs onto the pitch, and ensure that they don't attend matches again.
They obviously insulted Dean, but they insulted every other person with some form of eye problem or some form of difficulty with their sight.
That's right. And you know what, Frank? These people would have gone into a shop or wherever they got these items, and they were thinking, oh, this will be great crack. We'll have a right pop at Dean Shields here. We'll try to get under his skin, and we'll try to get under the skin of his teammates. I believe Dunfermline won the game, so that didn't exactly work, did it? But listen, that sort of behaviour, it beggars belief, Frank. You know, in this day and age, whenever a lot of people are, we know now about disabilities, and we're aware of them, and we know that people shouldn't be being insulting about this. There never should have been, but I think there's a greater awareness now of what's right and what's wrong in the world. And for this to happen in this day and age, it just wasn't right. I'm just glad that Dean Shields, he'll carry himself with all the class that he's always done, and will continue to play football at a good level.
Yeah, Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Stephen Beacom, sports commentator, sports writer, and every good wish to Dean, who's coped with his disability admirably through a very successful career, only to be insulted by those Neanderthals who were playing back in October, and the bunch of equally Neanderthal-like people who were supporting Falkirk, that small minority who bought those fake eyeballs and threw them at him during that game. So our thoughts with Dean, and in fairness to him, he's shown great dignity in the face of incredible provocation. Let me speak to Richard, who's on this line in the meantime. Richard, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. How you doing?
I'm very well, Richard. You're listening to my chat with Stephen Beacom about Dean Shields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sort of similar circumstances. I lost my I had no sight from birth, and then I had my eye removed there about 15 years ago. And I still play the football. And you know what? I think the guy's brilliant. You know, able to play at that standard. Also being an international. You know, and what he's been through there, I just think he's brilliant.
He's an incredible young footballer, and to have coped with a disability so well down the years is all credit to him. Have you any understanding of the mindset of the Neanderthals, the idiots, the, you know, I can't think of terms short of getting sued that would describe people like that. How would you sum them up in a as diplomatic a way as you could?
Well, I've had sort of the same, you know, a bit of abuse over the years, but playing, you know, amateur league sort of football. But I would always just try and ignore them more. You know, if you got the better of them, you say, I've won eye. You know, what's that make you? You know? But their attitude with doing that there, I don't know. Don't understand it.
But what sort of things have people said to you, Richard, on an amateur league level here in Northern Ireland?
One lamp, you know.
One lamp?
One lamp, one eye, you know, one lamp, you know. I've had it from school growing up, so I've sort of getting hardened to it. I'm sure he is up to a certain extent, but not what he's been taking lately. Especially the two, I agree with Stephen that the abuse he was getting off the two players, I think that was worse.
Yeah, for two players to insult him like that was incredible. And it's no surprise they are still banned. For the fans to go and buy the fake eyeballs and throw them out onto the field, that must be so hurting for his family too, to see that.
I would say so. Yeah, especially his father too. You know, we see him grow up and seeing his career blossom. But, you know, with those two players that done it to him, he could turn to them and say, well, I'm an international. What have you done?
Just imagine what a
player he would have been if he had his full sight.
Yeah, you make good points, Richard. You make good points. And you enjoy playing the game. And, you know, an obvious question is when you're playing it, and they talk all the time about, oh, the player had great vision, or he could see things before they would happen, all that sort of stuff. You know, is it doubly difficult to read the game or not?
No, I think you compensate for what you got. I'm known, I throw the hips at people. I'm known as Shakira. I throw the hips and send them the wrong way. You know, most of the guys I play with, you know, five-a-sides and things, they're a good laugh, and, you know, I love giving them stick back, so I do. But sometimes you get it on the pitch. Not as much now as I've got older, but, you know, we've got it down over the years. But I've learned to sort of just ignore it and get on with it.
Yeah, people are, you're not comparing yourself with some singer by mispronouncing a name. You're talking about the Stoke City player.
No, Shakira, the hips don't lie.
So you're not mispronouncing the Stoke City player.
No. I'm known as a legend, Frank.
Richard, what I like is any man that sums himself up as a legend is welcome on this programme. Thank you.
I'm on United supporter, Frank.
All right, you're definitely off now. Cheers,
thanks,
fella.
Frank.
Thank you.
See you, bye-bye.
Right, that is Richard, who totally understands what Dean Shields has been going through.